Hey everyone, welcome into TCO Studios at Winter Park. Following day two of the NFL Draft, rounds one through three are complete. The Vikings, very exciting night on Friday night. They add two really good players, center, guard, Pat Elflein, and of course, the Vikings added running back Dalvin Cook. Kind of a surprise pick. Vikings general manager Rick Spielman joins us right now in the studio to talk about it. Dalvin Cook falls to you guys. I think that caught some people by surprise.
Well, we didn't think he was going to fall out of the first round. And as he continued to fall in the second round, we started to get very aggressive and make a lot of calls and felt that, there were certain teams that we had what we called hot spots on where he could potentially fall. We didn't think he was going to come all the way down to our pick in the second round. So we made a decision to move up and try to be as aggressive as we can to get a very talented football player.
And that's a good example. You know, you talk a lot about how you go in with a plan, but you have to be ready to adjust.
We're going to make this trade right now and turn it in. You good to go?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to work.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put the coaches on with you here, but congratulations. You're a Minnesota Viking.
And this one was a big adjustment. I don't think there were any scenarios in the second round that we felt we were going to get a quality player like Dalvin.
I think everyone understands that Pat Elflein is a good player, and he played at a very respected school and was a starter for a long time, but it's hard for the public and fans to really hone in on offensive linemen. So why is he good and what does he do well?
The one thing, we spend a lot of time with him as well. He is what I call a tone setter up front. He is very physical, loves to play the game, loves to do the dirty work. You sit there and watch him on tape. He's goring guys at the end of plays. He has the strength to move people out at the point. He has enough athletic ability to work off combo blocks to get up to the second level. And as we sat there and worked with our coaches, and it's very important to tie in these players with our coaching staff is going to ask them to do in a scheme, that he was a great fit for what Pat Shurmur is going to do offense, especially running the ball.
Yeah, and if you look at, you know, the running game, which has been really a staple of some of the teams that you've built over the years, and with what you did in free agency with the offensive linemen, Reef and Remmers and Latavius Murray, and now what you did in the draft, you feel like you've given the team a good shot to improve that.
We should be improved in the running game if we did everything right, but I think we've got a lot of quality players, new players that we brought in. I think to have that combination of backs along with Jarrett McKinnon, we have a pretty solid stable of backs along with a much improved offensive line from where it was a year ago.
Of course, the passing game is important too, and Sam Bradford had a great season individually in 2016. Can Dalvin Cook and Pat Elflein help in that area too?
I think all those guys that you mentioned can help. The one thing about Dalvin Cook, he is an unbelievable receiver out of the backfield. And he is an explosive playmaker, not only in the run game, but when you watch him on screens, when you watch him run routes out of the backfield, he has very good hands and his speed and quickness in the open field. If he's running away from people in the conference that he plays in, that's usually translated up here to the NFL.
He had really good games against top competition, including Clemson, where he had almost 200 yards rushing and three touchdowns, I believe. So obviously he can get the job done against good teams. Now, we've been doing these interviews with you for 11 drafts.
And a lot of long.
Yeah, I know. Probably feels like 100.
Feels like 1,100.
100 and 1,100 for you. All right, and so things change, you know, every year, except one thing doesn't change. You make a bunch of trades.
Yeah.
Every year for 11 years, we've been talking about that. You made four tonight.
I think we were on the clock or supposed to be on the clock four times, and yeah, we were able to move around.
You're going to do it? Perfect. We're good.
What is it?
70.
Get Elflein on the phone. Elflein.
Yeah, this is Pat.
Hey, we're trading up for you. You ready to be a Minnesota Viking?
Let's go.
I love doing that part in the draft, and we just because of what we were able to do last year to get an extra third and extra fourth round pick from Miami, it gave us the ability to move up to get the two players we got. And then as we were in the third round, we felt there's a lot of value. This is a very deep class, especially in the middle part. And when I was looking there and look at the amount of names that were still left, and we were in that last pick and made that trade for San Francisco to pick up another seventh and have the second pick, which is only five down from where we were in the fourth round. And that pick's going to be very valuable because I imagine we'll be fielding a lot of calls as well. But I think we have 7 picks tomorrow. We're going to get a lot of good football players because of the depth of this class. But it also gives us the currency to even be more aggressive moving up and or down in the draft.
Yeah, those 7 picks include the 2nd pick in the 4th round, so you guys will be busy early and often.
We'll be in there morning, tomorrow morning, and we'll have a game plan in place, have names up there, and guys we've already targeted, and hopefully they'll fall to us.
2 really quick ones. Not having a pick in the 1st round, and then sitting there Friday, getting ready for rounds 2 and 3. What was that process like, adjusting the board? Did you not adjust
it? No, we do the exact same process. We're going through because we have to follow teams and as they fill their needs. And that's very important because that played a significant role into how far we thought we had to move up to get the Cook, and it also played a significant role on how far we had to move up to get the Elfline. So, but you have to follow that. You have to follow what they've done in free agency. You have to follow what they're doing in the 1st round. You have to follow, you know, the trades, especially with the quarterback trades. How many picks they have left? Who's going to be your trade partners as you get in, you know, the 2nd, 3rd round? So the process doesn't change, even though we didn't have a pick.
You know, and be remiss not to mention the Sam Bradford trade, you know, that you made last summer. And teams did a great job of being aggressive in the 1st round to go and get the guy that they liked. And you had already done that with Sam Bradford, and the draft was in Philly this year, you know, so it kind of all kind of came together, didn't it? You still feel good about the Bradford trade, what people gave up to get one.
Well, I'm never going to, you know, I don't know how people felt about, but I know the teams that took quarterbacks this year felt very strong about those quarterbacks, and the price of a quarterback is getting more and more expensive. So, you know, if we look at what we're able to get Sam Bradford for, we felt we got great value.
Yeah, and it'll be a busy day 3 of the draft for Rick Spielman and his staff in the draft room, so make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com for more work to be done. The Vikings will add many more great players on the last day of the draft, but they added 2 tonight with Dalvin Cook and Pat Elflein. So great job with that, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.